Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf. We're holding him in Nochas Daf Mem. The Gemara already beginning in Amud Aleph brings that the Shitas Beis Hillel is that we say that in Tzitzis you have a din of Esed Doich Loisase and you can wear Kilayim in Tzitzis. And that's what Gemara brings in the end of Amud Beis that Tchelis ain't but Mishum Kilayim. And I in Tosis that brings a big Chiddush that you can wear Tzitzis even if it's Kilayim during the night. Because once you are allowed to have tzitzis during the day, you can wear it during the night. Even a woman can wear a tzitzis that has kilayim in it. And here, it's a place to stop and think, what's shot? That in tzitzis, we don't have the issur of kilayim? Why we have issur kilayim, chol haTorah kulo? When it comes to tzitzis, this is a place where the Torah is mingal to us that we don't have an issur of kilayim. So there's a gevalik Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parsha Gedoyshim. Vayikra Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yutes, that explains this in length. He comes to explain what's the issur of kilayim in general and why it does not apply to tzitzis. And the emphasis, it's a longer richus of Rabbeinu Bechaye, written in a very clear way. It's all written in short in the Zohar, Parshas Kedoshim, Chelek Gimel, Daf Peivov. So Rabbeinu Bechaye tells us that all the koiches ha'elyonim that we have in Shemaim, they all have to be standing each one on his own. That's the idea of oyster shalom b'mirimov. You know what a real shalom is? When things don't clash with each other. Each one has its own pu'ula. So you have midos, like a midah of chesed, or a midah of din. Each one is a standalone thing, and they cannot be mixed up with each other. And this is a big yisoy in Kabbalah, that in order to have shefa in this world, things have to be contained, and to be in their own and right order. When things have no gvulim, they have nothing that contains them, then they're not able to operate in this world. This is how this world is created. So he says, that's the idea, that's the soid of kilayim. Kilayim is taking two different breeds and bringing them together. So you're not putting each one on his own. You're mixing things together. Meaning it's mashpi on the koiches ha'elyonim that they cannot be each one coming to the world on their own. And he explains that that's the idea of kilayim. What's kilayim? Kilayim is loshon minio, stopping. As we say, loisich lo rachamech mimeni, or beis hakel, it means jail, stopping. Kilayim means you're stopping the koichas from operating because you're mixing them up with other things. It's a mistake. In today's day and age, people think the more you put things together, the better it is. No, when you mix things that don't belong to each other, you make too much of a salad, that stops the koichas, that stops the powers from being. Each koyach has something on top that is operating it. He says that's the soid that every asif has a malach who tells him, gedal, grow up. So it's something that stands on its own. You can't mix it together. That is the yesoid of kilayim. And we have different kilayim. We have different mixtures. Kilayim in an animal. We have kilayim in plants. And we have kilayim in clothing. So what is the kilayim in clothing? It's tzemer upishtim. Why tzemer upishtim? Because Cain and Hevel, when they brought the korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one brought the tzemer, one brought the pishtim. I mean, because one of them brought the animals that the tzemer grows on them, and one brought the vegetables that the pishtim grows there. And the rem is that Cain and Hevel were fighting with each other, and one killed the other, shows when you mix these things together, it causes a korban. Continues Rabbi Mechai and says, that's why in Loshon HaKodesh, pishtim, linen, is called bad. Means standing alone. You cannot mix it with a tzemer. You can't put it together. And the Zohar, the Pasha Kedoshim, he adds that's the idea of the word choik. Choik means everything has its own chuko, has its own place, its own channel that he uses. The Ritbaz, in his Sefer Metzudas David, Mitzvah Reish Lamed Hei, brings this whole mahalach, and he adds that the difference between tzemer and pishtim, that tzemer is a remez to midas harachamim, and pishton is a remez to midas hadin. And that is the issue of mixing these things together. So comes now Rabbeinu Bechaye, and this is really what's brought down the Sefer HaZohar, and explain, why do we do have kilayim by Bigdei Kehuna and by Tzitzis? Because all these koichos that in this world have to separate, when you coming to Makom HaAvodah and Gedusha, when you coming to a higher level, a higher place of this world, they connect together. The Tzitzis, as we'll see later in the Masechta, connects us to the highest place. Tchelis brings you up to Kisei HaKovet. Up there, everything is one. The source, the shayrish, the nucleus, all these midas connect together. And the Ritva's, the mitzvah of tzitzis, he goes on to say that the Lavan is connected to Rachamim, and the Tchelis is a connected din. That's why Rachamim, there's seven strings of white, according to the sheet of the Rambam, and you have one string of Tchelis, because you have seven midos of Rachamim, connected the midah of din. So we have more white to cancel the Tchelis, but they come together in Tzitzis. And it adds the Rabbi Mechayin. That's what it says in the Pasuk, Eishes Chayim Yimtso. There it says, Dor Shot Tzemer Upishtim. Dor Shot Upishtim, you have to separate the Tzemer Upishtim. V'tavas Taz Mechevetz Kapeya refers to Tzitzis. And the Lashon HaZoyah, when he brings the Pasuk there, it says that it was Sai Shayo B'Shayso Di'iyu B'Shlemuso. When there's a Shlemus of the world, which Tzitzis brings, then you can connect all these Koyches together. But give us a little bit of a taste of the oimik of the Inyan of Kilayim in general, and why by Tzitzis there's no issue of Kilayim. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.